I like how you said buy into the vision of what God's put in your heart, because you have to make sure that what's inside of you is in alignment with the organization that you're lining up with.
Dude, if you're, oh, this is good, I'm gonna get back to these. If your ambition is not aligned with your assignment, whatever you produce will be empty.
Come on, dude.
Is that good?
Yeah, like this can be a quotable.
It's good. Yeah.
Somewhere else in this.
Oh, yeah. And somebody else who's bigger than me and more popular than me said
Gibson
that.
Said
yeah,
this.
yeah. Write that.
Travis, tell me, what is it like being the youngest person on a team that's so high profiled?
Yeah.
I mean, because that obviously comes with, you know, no matter what church you're at, you're gonna have a sense of like fandom, mm-hmm. right? You're gonna have people who are like,
sure.
You're my favorite. You get on stage, people scream, right?
Yeah.
Like high spotlight, mm-hmm. high mm-hmm. engagement, high visibility. You're watching your senior pastor navigate it so well, but he's, mm-hmm. you know, mid-50s.
He's been doing it for a long time.
He's been doing it a long time. What are some of the challenges that you wrestle with as a young leader having that kind of visibility?
Man, you know what? I love it in that it's such an opportunity to leverage the relationship, right? Because mm-hmm. you could sit back and just like high five people.
You
and
just stack
yeah,
on
dude,
followers.
You want my autograph, bro? Just like, yeah, for sure. But that's I mean, you know, I think being married
that'd
and
be a
being
misappropriation.
Yeah, it wouldn't be accurate. Yeah, we're like, no.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you for that so much. Really appreciate it.
No, I'm serious. Being married, my wife's here, those that are just joining us, and I think being married, you know, creates a real honesty about who you really are. She sees the moments where I'm broken, where I'm crying, where I'm frustrated, where I'm angry, where I've yelled and had to repent. You know, those moments where you're like so sobering about who you really are, and you pray and hope that you carry that same spirit with you wherever you go.
That's good.
And so there's no separation between the sacred and the secular. You're just God's guy.
Yeah.
And go and hopefully model that. What I told people when I walked into the position was I never wanted to show people that I was qualified or that I was perfect, but I would step out to be the first one to walk towards the man who was perfect, and that's Jesus. So I take that seriously. That's my job.
So good.
I'm not gonna be the guy that you look to, but maybe I'll be the first one to step out and say, hey, come with me.
I'm first to like go transparent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let me just be the first.
Yeah.
But I won't be the guy, but I'll be one of the first. And so I that's what I consider my role. And it's cool, man. I love just going around and being part of the local church. I consider the campus as a local church,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Love going to the gym and seeing dudes that I see at church, and love going to the grocery store and seeing people there and being able to build that relationship and encourage them. It's rad, man. Being the youngest, though, I take great pride in that. I think it's a mantle or stewardship, I think, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. that there's a responsibility I have to bridge the gap. Right?
Absolutely.
The wisdom gap with the ambition gap, whatever it is.
Absolutely, I'll try that gap.
Yeah, heck yes, let's do it, right? Like, yes, that sounds amazing. Yeah, tacos and food trucks and water balloons, let's do that, like,
all
right? Like, craziest idea,
yeah.
Let's make it happen. So I think I kind of bring some of that with the wisdom, with the experience that I don't have, but I'm also, I have to be always quick to wear the hat of listener, observer.
That's good.
Right, and you know this, just show honor where honor is due, because you and I both were riding on the shoulders of those who came before
Absolutely.
Us in ministry.
Yeah.
And
we were afforded a lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have the tool set. I didn't have the credibility. I didn't have the track record to build my own lane.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does when they start out. I think they're afforded a lane. Sometimes we lose sight of that. And then when we're asked to share that lane, mm-hmm. we get real pissed off. We get real angry, like, you want this lane back, right?
Yeah.
And as we can forget really easily, it was afforded us.
Yes.
Somebody moved in their capacity, in their margin, and made way for me.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I wanna keep going down that road, because you've got high responsibility, you've got high visibility. There's probably a fair segment of followers or viewers that are gonna watch this, and they're seasons behind, years behind. Mm-hmm. They're wondering, like, from their seat, why can't I be
right
Travis Gibson? Why can't mm-hmm. I be the campus pastor? Why can't I get that shot? What are some of the things that people who don't know your history,
right.
ministry serving-wise, what do you tell them by way of the pathway to get to where you are? Yes, we know God afforded you the opportunity.
Yeah,
but
dude.
There's some humanity involved.
There's so many good stories. There's so many good stories. I mean, just failures. When we wanted to be a part of the first multi-site. I was initially told no, right? You're not qualified. Literally, that was the conversation.
That was
you're not qualified.
Reply Travis Gibson.
Yeah.
You're not qualified, like, period, send.
Come back when you can lift some more weights, brother. Just
Yeah.
But those happened. I mean, those conversations and those stories were all there. Something I think is just huge, and I just wanted to share this, God's been sharing with me.
Yes.
And it speaks to maybe that guy or that gal who's in ministry, been serving, you know, thinking about, man, that when am I going to get my opportunity? When is God going to give me the platform? And I relate it to the couple that's looking at all their friends, and all their friends are having kids. When are we going to have our kid? All right, the couple, now they have the kid. When are we going to buy our house?
Yeah, oh
it's
gosh.
Everywhere,
yeah,
right? And
totally.
So you can kind of relate it to all those things, but here's this is just cool, just wisdom from the Lord. Three rules of reaping and sowing, right? And this is really, this is
come
like,
at me,
I'm
dude.
Just going to give you, is this cool? Can I give you three?
Let me click out of this and take some notes, dude, okay?
Is this cool if I give
you
this?
Yeah, bring it.
Okay, this is cool. I was just thinking about this. And here, let me just read some quickly, right? Because I know we don't got a lot of time. Here's what the Lord says. God is not mocked, but for whatever one sows, that he also will reap. 2 Corinthians 9. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And I'll give you one more. Luke chapter 6, 38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with measure you use it will be measured back to you, right?
Yeah.
So here's just a couple thoughts. And again, this isn't me. This is just like, man, grabbing knowledge. Here's some three rules. One, you reap what you sow. That's the easiest one. And all that means is really you only get as much as you're willing to put in.
That's good.
Okay, right? So if you're...
It sounds cliche.
It is, right? But that's rule number one. So we'll start there. You're only going to get as much out as you're willing to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like young leaders especially have one foot in.
Come
where
on.
Their opportunity is,
yep.
And one foot out of the next person who's going to open the door.
Let's go.
So it's
okay,
like,
let's talk about this.
If you're giving me the opportunity, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But let me keep my arm out here and just
my
hold
options
on.
Open.
My options are
we
open.
We used to talk about that in dating. It's like back burner.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
Like, oh, I'm with you, but then that.
Dude,
just in case.
The creepy Christian that was sort of dating three chicks at once.
Yes,
but
dude.
Not intentionally identifying
right,
any
right,
of
right.
them.
No, we're cool. We're all cool though. We're
all
cool. We're all cool.
Like, dude, get out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
It's like get
commit.
Out of get out of the opportunity zone and invest.
And
like just
commit.
Just go all in.
Yeah.
Commit, buy into whatever vision that God's put in your heart. Just seek the Lord and say, man, I'm gonna go for it.
I like how you said buy into the vision of what God's put in your heart, because you have to make sure that what's inside of you is in alignment with the
yeah.
organization that you're lining up with.
Dude, if you're this is good. I'm gonna get back to these. If your ambition is not aligned with your assignment, whatever you produce will be empty.
What, dude? Come on, dude.
Dude, come on. Is that good?
Yeah. Like, this is going to be a quotable.
That's good. Yeah.
Somewhere else in this
thing. Oh, yeah. And somebody else who's bigger than me and more popular
Travis
than me said
Gibson
that.
Travis said
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Write that. But tell me that's not good, right?
Say it again.
If your ambition is not aligned with your assignment from God, whatever you produce will be empty.
That's
you'll
so
be, you'll
good.
Be discouraged. You'll
that's
be looking
so
for something
good.
Else. The affirmation you were hoping for, you know, the favor's not there, whatever it is, you just be hitting a wall. So you reap what you sow. Here's
hey,
the second.
I like that one.
That's a good one. Second one. You always reap much more than you sow.
You always reap much
more than you sow. Right? So what you put
on
in.
On either spectrum.
On either spectrum, right? Good or bad.
Yeah.
Good or bad. And there's not a whole lot of practicality. It kind of speaks for itself, but you put in something and watch what happens to it. It's sort of like sin isn't private. Sin is like communal,
mm-hmm.
right? Sin doesn't just affect you and me. Mm-hmm. Sin affects the community.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? Whatever you do, it has legs to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Here's the third one, real quickly. This is my favorite one. This one kind of speaks to that person who's like, when is my time?
Okay.
There's usually a delay between the time you sow and the time you reap.
There's
usually a delay between
Dang.
The time.
You know what we hate?
Waiting.
Delay,
bro.
Yes.
So I want to go to the shop and I want to order it and I want to buy it and I want to take it home the same time.
I'm getting frustrated when Amazon doesn't give me next day delivery options.
Where's my drone?
Yes.
Drop that stuff at my
Come
house,
on,
brother.
Dude, come on.
In ministry, it's like, wait a minute. How come I'm not the guy tomorrow? I went to seminary.
There are no shortcuts
1.0.
in ministry.
There's none.
And actually,
man.
When you try to take them, they always end up as dead ends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think we all want to be the guy, the girl, or maybe you don't. I don't know what the story is of that person that's maybe listening or kind of watching this, but there is a delay, and it's an appropriate delay. it's a delay where God's pruning, he's refining.
There's maturation that's being developed.
Yeah, dude, you're maturing.
Okay, good.
That's real.
Can you Google that version?
Yeah, that's real, dude.
Maturing.
Mm-hmm.
There's refining. I think of all the things that you think. Like, there's so many ministry cases where I thought, seeing the assignment, I was like, oh, I'm going to bring this, I'm going to take this, and these, all these personal things, I'm going to add to the, like, thing. And it was in the time, in the margin between what I thought I was going to bring to the table and when it was time to come to the table, I was like, oh, I don't need this. Yeah.
Dude, like, think about the dude or the guy or gal that gets put in a position to lead when, and you hear this all the time, right? Their character doesn't match up. It's they weren't ready for it. And then 2 weeks later, there's an epic fallout. And you go, what do we do? And I can't give you the address, but scripture that speaks of when Jesus goes, Satan came to me and asked me to sift your soul. Yeah. And sifting is basically... Sifting.
I think it's a junk.
Yeah, taking the wheat, throwing it in the air.
And Jesus said, you will be sifted.
You will be sifted.
It's not even like, it might happen to you. You're like, watch out. You will be sifted.
Here's what it is. It's an illustration. It's a farming illustration, right? Taking wheat, throwing it in the air. The wind blows and takes away the stuff, so you're left with this. Mm-hmm. Satan wants to come and do that with leaders. He wants to do that with married people.
Wow.
He wants to throw us up and see if he can distract, tear your life. And there's an appropriate delay where some of that needs to happen. Pruning, right?
Yeah.
Some of that you need to experience, because Satan will come against anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
Will you be sifted? Will you be tossed to and fro?
Yeah.
Will you be consistent? And in the appropriate time, you'll reap the fruit.
That's good. Man, those were solid points. I mean, I didn't expect you to preach a sermon at me.
Dude, you told me, I was like, all of a sudden I'm like, dude, let me get something ready, dude.
Here we go.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so I want to talk two more things briefly because I'm always trying to position our viewers to find themselves in the narrative, right? So we have mainly two viewers. We have people who are in charge of finding those next generation leaders, right? We've got executives well-seasoned in ministry or well-seasoned in the marketplace. Right. As you were scouted out and as you were given opportunity in incremental measure, what were some of the things that allowed you to trust your leadership to go along for the ride? When somebody's looking at an opportunity, what should they be looking for in order to determine whether or not that's the right move? Obviously, again, the Christian answer is like, God's provision, blah.
Yeah.
I'm talking human.
I got it. Yeah, yeah. Real practical.
Yes.
Man, someone told me this a long time ago, and I just kind of held it to my heart. And I share this with anybody and everybody who's going, decision, is it Starbucks, is it Target? Right? Where do I go shopping? Where do
Neither.
I buy? Right.
They support things I don't believe
in.
Sorry. I apologize.
Better Buzz Cut, whatever. I don't know. I'm not a coffee drinker. But three real easy questions, I think, helped me along the way.
Are you three me again, dude?
Because I can't. I think it's just the way my mind thinks, bro.
Give it to me,
dude. This is practical.
Give it to me.
This is practical, man. And it's just ask yourself these questions, because I ask myself these questions.
Yeah.
Are people affirming you in whatever it is, right?
Okay, good.
And so that allows me to trust.
Those are the people that you trust. Are they affirming you towards that thing?
Yeah, towards that thing, whatever that thing is. One, do you even have a passion for it?
That's good.
Right? Because sometimes people go like, Migo, you're that most epic freaking break dance here. And you're like, I hate dancing, bro. I don't like the way my butt looks when I dance. I got skinny calves. I shouldn't be dancing.
I don't even know what you break dance
right. So see, I was like, it's not aligned. It's just not aligned.
My spandex is off. It's all off.
It was weird, right? So like, one.
So do you have a passion for it? How funny, because I think that just immediately my thought on that is like, if you're presented an opportunity, you're like, oh, I think I could like that. And you're like, no, don't.
I can imagine myself doing that. You weren't even thinking about that, bro.
I think I could fly jumbo jets for Delta.
I really see
myself doing this. You know?
I should have been Mark Zuckerberg.
So you should be asking yourself, does this align? And honestly, like, was there some sort of inclination prior to opportunity
that my heart
was set on?
So you just said the last question, right? So one, like, are people affirming you?
Yeah.
Are you passionate about it? And three, is there an opportunity to do it?
Mm, that's good.
There's usually one of those that's not there. So if the passion's not there, so maybe the other ones are. If you're super stoked about about singing, and you get invited to American Idol, and you get up there, and they're like, boo!
You
got the triple X's, right, or whatever. Like, that's it. So I think those questions, for me, I just go, Lord, are you affirming that's me really in this? Good. Are people affirming this? And we've done this to each other.
Yeah.
Like, Mingo, bro, go, dude, yeah. Go.
Oh, my gosh, go, I remember this conversation.
Go, man. And we've wow. And you've done that for me. Travis, yeah. Go.
Yeah.
And it's and you go, yeah, man, I'm stoked about this. I'm mm-hmm. excited about this. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord provides the opportunity.
That's really good. That's really good.
And sometimes it takes longer than you want, but, you know.
The time. Okay, so that was from the executive. That's from the executive looking at the potential mm-hmm. Leader.
Mm-hmm.
As the leader waiting, one nugget of wisdom from the book of experience from Travis. Right. What do you tell that leader who's in the process, on the margins, waiting for the shot?
Yeah. Say yes to every opportunity God gives you. And maybe that yes looks different every time, but the yes is, Lord, I'm open, I'm available. I think there's a spirit of humility that is attached to the most incredible leaders. And I wish we would all just follow in the footsteps of our Savior Jesus. This dude modeled humility.
Never above anything.
Never above, never too high to say yes to opening a door. I want you to open a bullet or hold a bulletin. Like, yes, mm-hmm. right? Lord, may Christ be glorified. Mm-hmm. I want you to freaking go direct the traffic. And you're like, dude, that's not the platform I was thinking about.
Look at my shape, bro.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
I'm made
like,
for announcements.
I should be saying that. Yeah. I'm the guy. Like, man.
I can say a lot of things in less than 60 seconds.
Yes. Like, I can talk really fast and really, yeah. Just say yes to the opportunities that's Jesus good. Gives you to glorify him, right?
That's
good. Don't focus on building yourself up so that you miss the opportunity when it comes.
That's great.
The one that God has for you. So, man, that spirit of humility goes a long ways. That's something dude. I tell my team, the team that I have that I've been given, you know, responsibility for.
Get humble.
Yeah. Jerk. Yeah. Just, man, really, just like, man, let's not be above or let's not be to the left or the right of what God brings, and just in a spirit of humility, let Christ lift us up,
yeah,
man.
That's
it.
Dude, so easy.
Easy.
To
that was
say,
an easy one, right? Is that right? Too easy? That was too simple.
No, but I mean, it came off the mind, so I know it matters.
Yeah.
I know it matters.
Yeah.
It's not like you sifted deep. That's
I gave you like
third,
seven three-pointers.
I know, you gave me all kinds of sermons over here. I got all these like viewers that are like, oh yeah, I'm going to make divas out of these.
You know why I say that though? You know why I say that? Because it really bugs me when someone self advertises mm-hmm. too quickly, too aggressively, mm-hmm. too annoyingly.
Oh, self-promoting.
Self-promoting, that's the right word. When I say advertise, yeah, self-promoting. Self-promoting, sometimes it's necessary when you're in your spot, but when it's not time, man, I would rather identify the leader myself because that's what I see in Jesus. Jesus goes, hey, stop what you're doing, right?
So good.
Stop fishing, come with me. I'm going to make you into this.
Yeah.
Right? So the disciples are, they're not
it's
self-promoting.
It's a
shift.
Total trajectory change.
As a leader, I want to go be the one that goes, let me make you.
Yeah.
I saw you in your spirit of humility, freaking washing feet.
Yeah.
Come with me now. Allow me to make you into mm-hmm. this, the level that God had for you, but you were okay.
From this to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
So as a leader, I like that better.
Travis, I love it. Tell me this. If people want to follow you and mm-hmm. your outpouring of three-point wisdom.
Mm-hmm. that was all I got, bro.
Dude, no, we had a great conversation. I'm tapped.
That was everything.
Don't even follow
my sermons from last 2 years.
if people want to follow along with the, let's say, Rock San Ysidro team, if they want to like know more about what's happening at the church you serve with, what's mm-hmm. a way that they can do that?
Dude, easiest way, social media, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, Rock Church San Ysidro. Mm-hmm. Just come support us, encourage us. So if they're in the area, they're in Southern California, they're on their way to Mexico because they're going to Cabo, bro, stop by. I'm telling you, right here. Write it down.
Oh my gosh.
905 East, we're off on the first exit. That's easy.
That's the last highway before it's Mexico time.
If they'll probably come by getting lost on the way to Mexico.
That's so good. So the Rock channels, you got a personal channel. People can like, if they have questions. There's so many people that were watching and chiming in. So much appreciation for what you said.
Cool.
You're a blessing, Travis. I love this.
Thanks, Mom.
Notes.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Somebody who loved the creepy Christian. Your mom actually did join in. She said hi. That's my kid.
Yeah.
Mike Clark was in. Glenn Bone was in.
Sweet.
Vanessa Robles. I mean, tons
awesome.
Of
cool.
old ministry.
Old schoolers, dude.
Inside.
That's
I know
good.
They want to know. People, I think, are are naturally interested in what's going to help them win. And yeah. that's what this is all about. We want to see people become the best versions of themselves, no matter where they're at right now.
Man, dude, you want to win, honestly, with Jesus, be on the edge of almost too much. Like, be on the edge of, I'm scared, I'm crapping my pants. and Jesus, dude, okay. You know what, man? We prayed, Vanessa and I, we prayed, we said, Lord, do something in our lives that when people see it, they know it. It couldn't have been us.
It had to be you. That's amazing.
And that's the seat we want to be in for the rest of our lives. In ministry, in marriage, and everything. When they see us, they go, that's totally Jesus. Because I know Travis. And I know Vanessa, and they're cool, and they love the Lord, but that's the Holy Spirit. That's God.
A supernatural movement.
That's it. Yeah.
Dude, so good. Amen. I love you so much. Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you were encouraged, Travis is such a good, he can articulate himself so well. That's what I love about him. If you were encouraged by this, or you know somebody who is encouraged by this, please do the due diligence of sharing. I know that it's...
Do it.
It's a sacred space, right? Your feed, yeah, my feed, our feed. But like these words are so good. This was so encouraging. I know there are people that are going to need to hear this. For those that have been listening on the podcast, thanks for sharing the last 20 minutes with us. Thanks for subscribing. And then a quick shout out to our sponsor, Purpose Driven Church.
What's up?
Pastor Rick Warren, the legacy that he began 40 years ago is affording pastors like you and I an opportunity to have this conversation and share it with as many people are willing to listen. So Travis, thank you for your time. Thank you for your ministry. Yep. I love that what you preach is what you practice. And it's been incredible being on this journey together.
Yep.
For another 40, I pray we celebrate the same thing.
Me too. Amen, brother. Love you, dude.
We'll talk to you soon.